Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Right? Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, lady.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Yeah, let's go.
Yep.
Check, everyone.
Ask
check,
me about the text
like
thing.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Check.
Testicles. All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1. It is the 15-minute morning show. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
All right. I see Brody and Scary are dressed similarly today. You guys?
Yeah, I was just noticing that. He's got a logo. Yeah. Something up, Scary.
We are the new band.
So we're not wearing the same shirt.
Maroon 2.
All right. Hang on, everybody. I got Elvis calling in. Hey, Elvis. You're on speakerphone. Hello? Maybe I shouldn't be taking this call on speakerphone.
Probably not.
Guys, chat amongst yourselves.
Okay. Back to our show. And with that, well, we have 2 things that happened, right? So, one, we need to hear something from Scotty that I'm sure is going to be strange and traumatize the room. No?
Not that bad.
Not that bad.
Wait, is it not bad in your standards?
Right, exactly. Is it not bad in Scary, your standards or what?
No, it's food related.
Oh.
Okay, you go first. And then Brody had a near fatal text accident, he said.
Yeah, Scotty should go first because if Elvis joins us, I want to tell the story with Elvis.
Okay.
If he doesn't, then I'll go live.
Is Elvis joining us?
Elvis is not joining.
We don't know, Scary. Okay. We don't know.
He's not.
No, go ahead, Scotty B.
Scotty.
Now I feel like I'm going to let you down because it's not like a I pooped in something story.
Oh, good God.
Like, I don't think it's cool that people cuisine shame you. Like, when you go to a restaurant that is known for something and you get something way on the other side of the spectrum of that. Like, last night, I went out to California Pizza Kitchen with my wife and 2 of our friends, and I ordered the salmon. And everyone at the table was like, Salmon? This is a California seafood kitchen. What are you doing? Like, but I like the salmon there, but they gave me hell because I ordered salmon from the pizza kitchen.
Oh, that's my gosh. All. Wait a minute, Scotty. What? This just happened to me because we ordered California Pizza Kitchen the other night, and I ordered the barbecue chicken salad, and then they have these little chicken wontons things, and it's my favorite. And people are like, how can you not order pizza? It's California Pizza Kitchen. You can't order a salad. I'm like, but their barbecue chicken salad's the best. And people don't get it.
Yeah, that's the only place that I like the salmon. I don't like salmon from anywhere else except California Pizza.
That's so weird, Scotty. Okay.
All right, I'll do you one better. When I go to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, I don't eat steak. I order the Chilean sea bass.
What?
Because they have amazing Chilean sea bass there. So,
I don't know. Okay. I got to take the other side on this. I would never order salmon from California Pizza Kitchen.
I mean, you wouldn't order shrimp parmesan from the diner either, but I do all the time.
Oh, my God. That's why you're always in the bathroom, Scotty.
Didn't you get horrifically sick from that one time?
One time, yes. One time.
Wait a minute. And
Are you still
go back?
Yeah, I still go back. I haven't ordered the shrimp parm in a while, but I get different parms.
What are your other assorted parms, sir?
I do really like the chicken parm at the diner, too. People give me shit for it because you're ordering that from a diner. Yeah. But
then you go take a shit.
Scotty orders caviar from the hot dog cart.
Yeah, exactly. See, here's my theory on stuff like that is you never order something that is like a secondary item on a place that is known for something else, because that probably doesn't move that often. So it's probably six.
Fair point. Yeah. 100%.
As long as it's delicious going in, that's all that matters.
I would love for Scotty to go.
You would take violent diarrhea for a good piece of salmon.
Sure. Why not?
I'd love to see Scotty go into an old school pizzeria where, like, the guy's been working there 80 years and go, excuse me, sir, can I have the salmon? And watch the guy, you know, be in shock because who orders salmon
from a
Yeah, no one.
I only like it at California Pizza Kitchen, so I wouldn't.
I told you guys not that long ago how I got food from a delivery app and I got a piece of cheesecake from a place that doesn't usually sell the cheesecake. And when it showed up, it had green mold on it. Like, actually growing mold. And then when I called them back, the lady actually said, oh, I'm so sorry. We'll just throw that whole thing away. We really don't sell a lot of cheesecake. I was like,
how long has that cheesecake been there?
Long enough to have green mold.
I love going to diners, right? But when I go to a diner, I typically get like a breakfast item, like eggs and bacon.
Oh, on a bagel with cheese.
It's fantastic, right? Because you know that diner just got a fresh delivery of eggs and bagels and whatever. They don't have shrimp just delivered every day.
No. I get the weirdest stuff. I'll get turkey meatloaf. And
how about spaghetti? You don't order spaghetti at a diner.
Yes, you do. Spaghetti and meatball diners is great.
Oh my gosh, the sauce is disgusting. It never tastes like pasta sauce.
See, I'm a fan of industrial food. Like, I always like the hot lunch at school. I like crap. And I don't know why. SpaghettiOs, bring it on. I like all that stuff.
Oh, my God. Like, to this day, the taste of Chef Boyardee sauce,
Those meatballs. Those meatballs.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Those aren't meat. I don't know what that is. Those are like dust balls or something.
Chunk in it that you have to go.
You guys, listen, you guys could go eat your Dinty Moore and your Libby on the label. But I want fresh ingredients in my food these days. Listen, I'll eat fattening stuff. I don't care.
I'm trying to stay away from the
chemicals. Chemical stuff. I don't know, Scotty.
Dude, half the shit you put in your mouth in the morning has chemicals. You're like Nate when he says he's not eating sugar. And then he has a piece of cake. Please.
Those M&Ms are organic as fuck. I know it.
Nuts? I eat nuts and almonds.
Just because you eat some good things.
Nuts, right.
Doesn't mean everything's good.
Brody's right, to wash down the donut.
Yeah.
You want some of this, Gary? It's new.
What is it? What's in it?
It's Elf's. I don't know, but it says it contains bioengineered food ingredients. You want some of this?
Let him read the ingredients.
Read some of the. It's going to say partially hydrogenated, enriched wheat flour.
Let's see. Skiri, you tell me what's wrong here, Dr. Skiri.
Corn syrup. High fructose corn syrup.
Whole grain sugar.
Bad.
I'm sorry, whole grain corn. Sugar. Cornmeal. Brown sugar syrup.
Awful.
Maple syrup. Modified cornstarch. I don't know why they have to modify it.
Modified cornstarch. Bad.
Corn syrup.
Awful. The worst thing you can put in your body.
Scary.
Scary. So
you
offended.
You posted a picture on Instagram this weekend of a platter of chicken wings that you were eating.
dextrose.
Dextrose is a fucking chemical. It's a it's a neurotransmitter disruptor. And so when dextrose goes into the body, your body's like, oh my god, what am I
and
gonna
I'm
do?
And I'm sure you
do?
Check everything
hormone,
you eat.
It's a hormone disruptor.
Are you aware that you're Jekyll and Hyde when it comes to food, or is this like news to you?
Do you check everything you eat for dextrose? I guarantee not.
Dextrose.
What about M&M's, Steve? Do M&M's have dextrose?
You have no idea.
He food shames you unless he's eating it.
No. Yeah. Oh my God. Hey, seriously, you don't want anything that ends in OSE in your body.
You don't eat. You never glucose. Check. You don't check for
lactose,
this shit.
You can't have lactose, Scary.
Sucrose. Lactose.
Sucrose is bad.
What about my nose, fructose. Scary? My nose is fine.
I'll eat your nose,
Gandhi.
Guys, anything that ends in OL. OL, you don't want anything like a TLL.
Alcohol.
Tylenol.
Molotov. Right.
My doll.
I'm just saying, guys. Just be careful.
Oh my God.
But Scary, I think this is wonderful that you think this way, but you don't live this way. Like you're just spewing
quarter.
Out shit for no reason.
Wait till January.
Yeah. I am just so glad Scary doesn't have a much larger platform, because that was so much fake news that you were just spouting.
Seriously,
those are real facts.
Anything with an OSC shouldn't be in your body.
Yeah,
these
Alex
are
Jones of food.
Hormone disruptors, guys. Look, Sweet and Low, NutraSweet, Equal. The worst. All three of them. Those are not good for you.
I'm just starting to think he doesn't want the rest of us to eat them so he can eat them all himself. That's my conspiracy theory with Scary and food explanations.
No, guys, and don't get me started on carrageenan. You don't in your milk because that's the stuff that makes your stomach upset.
Gosh.
Carrageenan.
This makes my stomach upset.
If you knew the shit in your food every time you post pictures of you out with all your boys at the diner.
Yeah. But that's the problem.
If you knew what was in half the meat you're probably eating, you would vomit everywhere. You think it's good? Well, nope. I won't get into it because I know
but
a lot of people love their meat.
Beef.
But
at least it's an actual thing.
It's part
your body
beef.
Knows what to do with it when you swallow it.
Yeah, poop
dude,
it out.
If you
That's
were
it.
My kid, I wouldn't know what to do with you. Honestly, I wouldn't know what to do.
Anyone would take nutritional advice from.
But Gary, do you look this up or did you get this from Dr. Fatloss?
Dr. Fatloss, all these years.
Wait, not a doctor.
Right.
Per se.
But you only listen to Dr. Fatloss for 40 days, and then everything he teaches you goes out the fucking window.
Because everybody loves a comeback story.
Yeah, but it doesn't make it not true.
That is true, Scary.
That's not why it's not true.
Just because I'm spewing these facts at you, it doesn't matter. Well, listen, whether I take my own medicine or practice what I preach is irrelevant. What I'm saying is these are facts. Look, Google
the
shit.
These are the facts.
Scary's the guy who like makes you put on the seatbelt in the passenger seat while he like blindfolds himself and steps on the gas.
Old people should not have Geritol because it ends in OL.
I'll tell you the facts, but I won't follow the facts.
Listen, we should be eating coconut oil and olive oil and maybe fry in some safflower oil. But other oils are terrible for you. Do not use canola oil, vegetable oil, corn oil.
And everything you eat is fried in that. Everything you've put in your mouth like the last whole weekend.
I don't deny that because
on Friday.
We're talking to
fourth quarter Scary about what first quarter Scary believes.
That's correct.
There are two different people here.
But if it was that important to him, then he would make sure that all quarter Scaries followed this.
Well, I think we're in fifth quarter Scary now. Scary, when did you hit fourth quarter? Sometime in the second?
Fourth quarter arrived a little early for me.
Yeah. March.
And for people who don't know what we're talking about, he starts a diet in the beginning of the year, every single year.
It's a detox. It's a full
whatever
body detox.
The fuck it is. He goes 40 days, loses a bunch of weight, and then we slowly watch him the rest of the year put it back on. And so each quarter, he's a little heavier. So that's why he's in fifth quarter now.
I lose 30 pounds in like 40 days.
And it's incredible.
It's insane.
I just wish you could keep that going throughout the
60.
Year.
Yeah. I don't think it's healthy, though, for you to do this once a year and then put it all back on. I don't think that's a healthy way to go about your life.
Quarantine was not good to me.
Okay, but it has nothing to do with quarantine. You've been doing it.
He's blaming the pandemic again.
I love you,
nothing but dextrose in my house.
Oh, God.
Dude, I love you, but you are just something.
I did not put it all back.
Scary, you make me happy. You make me laugh a lot. Yeah. Don't ever change.
You guys too.
And you know we're kidding. Right?
I know. I'm just looking out for everybody's best interest.
And the Carrageenan
the problem,
thing.
You know, most of the problem.
Get rid of your nose.
We go out to eat and we're in social circles and we're not in our own space. You should come see my cabinets in my apartment. You'll open them up. You'll be like, oh my God, he does live by his word. The problem is I'm never home. I'm always
you,
here.
Don't you DoorDash and use Seamless like all the time? Who cares about your cupboards? You're having the food come to your house.
Yeah. He walks to the restaurant. He actually walks to the restaurant.
I can't call the restaurant. Please only use coconut oil.
I think it comes down to, though, that we love you and we want you to be healthy. Yes. And so if this is the way you do the first quarter, why don't you do the rest of them? Like we, you know, it's probably yo-yoing is not the best idea.
Okay.
I was like, screw all y'all.
If you could just throw out everything on the counter outside in the living room.
Hey, I've been fine.
And willpower.
As you know, Nate's not consuming any sugar.
Yeah. Except for
this minute. No one believes that.
Okay. Except for.
Listen, I've cut back on my chocolate milk intake because I read the label and there's actually a lot of sugar in chocolate milk. I didn't know this.
Wow.
I thought they just put enough chocolate in there to make it flavored like chocolate.
Dude.
No, they add milk to the chocolate.
A Nestle's Quick has like 53 grams of sugar.
I found out that I've been drinking about 100% of my daily sugar three times a day in chocolate milk alone.
Welcome to the club. I'll give you some insulin.
Scary, yeah. Why didn't you help him with that?
Yeah,
what can you do for him, Scary? Give him some Dextrose? Whatever.
No, that's bad. That's bad, apparently.
Oh, sorry. I forgot
anything
that
ends in OSE is bad.
If you want dark chocolate, you know, here.
Dark chocolate sucks. It doesn't taste like chocolate.
I agree. I hate dark chocolate.
I hate that. It's like
the darker, the better.
Candy.
The more cacao, cocoa butter,
sugar. If there were dark chocolate M&Ms or peanut butter M&Ms, you're going peanut butter. You're never going to take the dark chocolate.
My husband has that like 95% cacao like chocolate by his desk. I almost vomited. That's
how bad it was.
So gross.
It's disgusting.
It's like chalk. It's chalky. Oh.
If the chocolate could kill your dog, I don't want to eat it either. The darker it is, the worse it is for pets.
That is right.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Okay, well,
Scotty. Because he was just going in about how he loves industrial food. He got a nasty hot dog, give it to me. If my dog will die from it, I'm not eating it.
You're a hypocrite too.
Yes, I am.
And Nate, not eating sugar, but he's eating sugar. Oh, the hypocrisy in this room is amazing.
But they all admit it. They all admit it.
I admit it to a degree.
We're food phonies.
I can't.
Okay, enough of food. Brody, did you want to say something? I think we're almost out of time here. But
how much time do I have?
We have 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
I'm going to need more than that. I'll go as fast as I can. So we were talking about weird things on Craigslist and people buying dirty underwear or whatever. So Nate says, Brody, do some research. Find some weird stuff. We never got to it. But one of the things I found was a guy selling his underwear. And I noticed in the picture, it had like dark spots on his blue underwear, like he had soiled himself. But it wasn't pee. It was obvious what it was. So the description said it was a hot guy with a ripped abdomen. And it said, selling my used underwear with a special bonus. Come and find out what it is.
Oh.
So it was clearly what it was. Okay, so I copied and pasted that URL into our chat room so you guys could see it. Okay, that's part one of the story. Part two is I'm one of the people that helps respond to the text messages that come in.
Helps.
So on a day like this, when people are asking the same exact questions over and over again, how's Uncle Johnny? Where is Elvis? How's Uncle Johnny? Where's Elvis? Rather than type it over and over again, I put them on a sheet, a doc file, and I copy and paste them so I don't have to keep typing the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So about 15 minutes before this podcast, somebody said, hey, where's Elvis today? And I pasted the screenshot of the guy with the sperm stained underwear. and sent that. So it made sense because that's where Elvis could be.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. I crossed up the text messages.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a bummer. That person's going to never text us again and be like, there's something wrong with this show. They're disgusting.
Just imagine all this playing out in court. So, sir, why are you suing Mr. Brody? Well, he sent me an ad.
Well, how about tomorrow when Elvis comes in and this guy texts in, Elvis, hope you had a great day yesterday. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Well, Brody, that was the laugh I needed. Thank you for that.
I'm here for
it. Nice.
Are we out of time?
I think we're about out of time.
We're out of time.
Oh, my God. We're going to leave it on that note.
Yes. We'll see you later. Come back soon.
Everybody say hi, fructose.
Hi, fructose.
Hi, fructose. Bye, fructose.
Bye, everybody.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.